Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
Hey, it's Rachel Cook, your modern mentor. And today, we're going to turn you into a master delegator, even if you're not technically a people leader. So if you have more on your plate than you know what to do with most days, then hang with me for 10 minutes and let's talk tips on delegating with grace. When I was a kid, I was really awesome at a lot of stuff. I was better at washing dishes than my brother, who was always breaking them. I was better at vacuuming than my mom, who was always tripping over the cord. I know I was great at these things because they would always tell me so. And then I'd do all the dishwashing and the vacuuming. Okay, I may just now be realizing that I was played as a kid. Was there a degree of manipulation in their compliments? Clearly, yes. But they weren't wrong. I actually was really good at those things. And my doing them kind of made sense. It freed up my brother, who was a total schmoozer, to go out and land us free swag. And my mom, who was kind of a chef, was always able to keep brownies in the oven, which kept my friends coming over. We were each doing the things that we did best, and our family was better for it. It's funny, today in my business, I teach a workshop on delegation, and I am just now realizing how much of what I teach is grounded in the quirky ways of my family. It may sound a little shady in the retelling, but really, my mom and brother were laying the groundwork for what I now understand about delegation. Often, we associate delegation with the idea of dumping the grunt work on a subordinate. But I want to propose it's something much more like what my mom and my brother did. It's putting the critical tasks in the right hands so everyone is doing something they're good at and leveraging the strengths of those around them, all for the greater good. The good news is that my workshop is on the up and up. No manipulation, no vacuuming. Whether you're a leader or not, let's talk about some steps you can take to delegate more effectively so the best work is done by the best people in the best moments. Doing this well comes down to four key questions. Answer these effectively, and you need no leadership authority to delegate. The first question is, what do you want to delegate? Delegating well begins with a smart choice on the what. The best things to delegate are generally those that are furthest from the core of your job or your role. My job, for example, is fundamentally to speak, write, teach, coach, and consult. I would never delegate any of this work because it's my expression of my personal and professional brand. So I delegate things like bookkeeping, invoicing, and slide or website design when I have the right people around me to absorb these things. I delegate these because for me, they're enablers of what I do, but they're not at the core. And frankly, I am neither great nor efficient at them. For a website designer, though, delegating the website design would be a huge misstep because that's their personal or professional brand. So now it's your turn. Jot down 10 to 15 tasks that you typically do throughout a week. What is closer to your core and what feels like more of an enabler or a supporting cast member? Maybe you work in marketing and among other things, you're managing a budget. Or maybe you're responsible for a retail store and your list of to-dos includes creating visual displays. These tasks are likely part of your job, but are they at the core? If not, how confident and efficient are you at them? They might be ideal for delegating. The second question is, who would you like to see carry the torch? Just because something is on your delegation wish list doesn't mean you'll be able to delegate it. But let's take managing budgets or building displays. If you're more meh than woohoo on these, then take a look around. Is there someone in finance who has a not-so-secret passion for marketing campaigns? Is there a sales associate on the floor who always wears the cutest outfits, and you suspect they harbor a dream of setting up those displays? It may take some detective work on your part, but hey, all the more reason to set up some coffee dates and learn more about who loves doing what. Who wants opportunity, exposure, and practice at doing a thing that you're kind of white-knuckling your way through? While it's never a guarantee, there's almost always a who to match your what.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
Are you a PR professional, journalist, marketer, or writer? Then you know the importance of Associated Press style. And you also know the frustration of keeping up with its ever-changing rules and recommendations. I'm Mignon Fogarty, better known as Grammar Girl, and to help you with those challenges, I've created a course that you and your team don't want to miss. It covers the latest updates to AP style, and we even talk about the new AP guidelines for writing about and experimenting with AI. And we have a special deal running right now. If you purchase the on-demand course with the code MCMIL, that's M-A-C-M-I-L, you get a $90 discount. So whether you're working on a pitch, a business agreement, or a story, don't let embarrassing writing mistakes hold you back. Get the course at bit.ly/grammaron-demand, all lowercase, and sign up with the code MCMIL.
Your third question is, why are you choosing this person? So now we're down to the why, and this is where your sales pitch comes in. For my mom and my brother, they kept it simple. Why me? Because I was good at this stuff. Hey, I was 8. I really wasn't so discerning yet. You may need something a little more compelling. Hey, friend of mine in finance, any chance you'd take on some of this budget management work? I'm just so impressed by how clean and strategic your plans always seem to be, and I'd love to see how our customer results might be dialed up with your strategic touch in there. Or, hey, salesperson, you just ooze style. And style is what these displays are all about. I bet our store would perform better if you were choosing which merch to put where. Okay, am I sounding vaguely like my brother? Maybe. But frankly, he was kind of onto something. It's okay to stroke someone's ego as long as you're being truthful. Like, they really are good at the thing. And you're willing to be transparent about it. Let them know you're struggling with something or you're just burdened with it and you would love their help in taking it on. The first rule of Delegation Club, don't talk about Delegation Club. You never have to use the D word to strategically hand off to somebody else. The fourth question to ask is how will you support them? Remember my brother the schmoozer and my mom the baker? With them, it really was just a simple exchange. I took on the things they hated, but they took on the things they were great at in return. Maybe for you, it's that simple trade as well. Your finance friend takes on your budget management and you write up his monthly summaries because words are your jam. But maybe he wants a different exchange. Like, for example, he wants an opportunity to get closer to the customer or to brush up on his marketing chops. So invite him to ask for the support that he would like. Can he sit in on your next pitch meeting as your note taker, just so he feels closer to the action? Or maybe he wants some coaching on his communication. Or he'd like a mentor to help him take steps to move one day into a marketing role. And maybe you are that mentor. Remember, delegating isn't about offloading. It's about getting the work into the right hands at the right moment. It's about leveraging strengths. So what strengths of yours can you offer as value in return? And how might that support your colleagues' goals? I hope you found something useful in this episode and that you'll join me next week for another great one. Until then, you can follow Modern Mentor on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Check out my website at leadabovenoise.com or follow me on the Modern Mentor podcast page on LinkedIn. Thank you so much for listening and have a successful week. Modern Mentor is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Farabend with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. Our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. And our intern is Brendan Pika.